Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's really exciting to have worked on something for so incredibly long. And in the space industry, you don't often get to see the fruits of your labor, at least at any kind of high frequency. To see the success, it just means an incredible amount to me personally and is really the reason I work in this industry.
Tell me a little bit about your role in this and how long you've been working on this to make it a reality.
In total, about 5 years, cumulative effort across three projects. I was the program manager for our throttling valves, our thrusters, and our fill and drain valves. And my role there was basically lead a team of people through successful execution to deliver the hardware, managing budget, schedule, and technical compliance.
In layman's terms, and you've been helping me with this a lot, what did Moog's technology do in each stage of this mission?
Various things, almost too many to keep track of. Our fill and drain valves basically helped JPL fill the spacecraft with propellant. All our components on the launch vehicles basically helped the Atlas V rocket get the Mars 2020 or Perseverance spacecraft into space just to get it started. Once we were cruising towards Mars, our thrusters, which we build, test out of our Niagara Falls facility, basically help keep the spacecraft on trajectory, on its path, make sure it doesn't stray off. Then the real action begins once we get to descent. So what our Moog components do on descent, our throttling valves basically help control the descent of the spacecraft toward the Martian surface, ultimately culminating in letting the spacecraft hover over the surface, lowering the rover down safely, very, very controlled, very, very tight maneuver. They call it the 7 minutes of terror, and basically our throttling valves help us through that.
Excellent. That is obviously a lot that Moog has contributed to it, but how critical is Moog in to making sure that this is a success?
Very critical. In any kind of space mission, between the launch vehicle and the spacecraft, there are hundreds, now thousands of suppliers, major suppliers all the way down to piece part suppliers for every component. You could argue that every little component of every bigger component is critical, and you can. But some components kind of shine in other parts of the missions more than others, and I'd say that between our engines helping us get to Mars, leading up to the throttling valves and their role, are probably among the most critical in the entire mission. Of course, I'm biased.
Perfect. What do you think all of this combined, getting to Mars through this program, the work that you've done, what does this mean for the Western New York community as a whole?
Honestly, it's a real testament to Moog and all the people in Western New York who work at Moog. Moog's a worldwide company and we employ thousands of people worldwide, but we have a real strong base of folks that work and live natively in Western New York and work at our corporate facilities. It's just a testament to them. Super proud to be a part of it. And, little known fact that Moog makes rocket engines and basically any and all components that feed them.
Perfect. And Moog's involvement in the mission isn't over. It still plays a critical role in the rover being on the surface for the next one Mars year, 600 87 days. Am I getting that right?
I think so. Yeah. Right. I'm a little rusty on all the fine numbers, trying to keep a lot of track,
but,
a lot of stuff.
It's a critical part of this mission still.
Absolutely, yeah. One of the other components I actually failed to mention up until this point, we have flow control valves on the rover arm that basically help the rover's drill basically stay free and clear of dust and debris so that it can help with gathering samples.
And from some of the photos that we've seen of other hardware on Mars, that is a really important part of this mission because you see the red dust on everything.
Absolutely, yeah. It's important for that, but not only for collecting samples for eventual return. So what this mission sets the stage for is future Mars sample return missions that'll likely launch over the next several years that will try to return samples from what Perseverance gathers, and MO components, among many other components, MO components help with that process.
Excellent. What do you think this could mean for space exploration as a whole?
It's another step in mankind's evolution in space exploration. I think one of the things that this particular mission does is it's another step forward, at least another huge milestone in our space exploration for us to base future missions on. You know, the space industry, we tend to do one thing, learn from it, kind of save, copy, tweak to the next mission. And this is another big step in that direction to helping future missions.
That was all I had. Is there anything else that you wanted to add that I'm forgetting to ask?
No, just that, you know, I'm here representing a lot of people that I've worked with over the years. A lot of time, just a lot of effort goes into just putting out 9 engines or 8 valves or 11 fill and drain valves. It's, you know, the size of the components is, I would say, inversely proportional to the amount of effort that goes into them. And I couldn't be more proud of all the people that I worked with along the way.
I didn't give you this one ahead of time, but what led you to space?
I was always kind of a space kid. I didn't read fiction books growing up. I read anything and everything about space, encyclopedias. I was just fascinated by the whole idea of space. In fact, I started out wanting to be an astronomer. And as the years went by, really kind of gravitated more towards the hardware and the engineering side of things.
This is a pretty big deal.
It is. I work on a lot of hardware. It goes on a lot of space missions. It's really cool. Some missions stand out more than others, and you know, the big NASA exploration missions, you know, with all the science behind them and all that goes into them, there's usually a lot more requirements and regulations, and they're harder to get through. This was one of them, and it just makes the success of it all that more rewarding.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.